In Germany, far-right extremism has become a big problem within the country's police and security agencies. Some officers have been sharing racist tropes in chat groups. Others have been hoarding explosives and Nazi memorabilia. NPR's Rob Schmitz has this story about efforts to deal with the problem.
When Simon Neumeier enrolled in the Saxony Police Academy in the eastern German city of Leipzig 4 years ago, he believed in its mission to maintain law and order. But his idealism began to wear off on the target shooting grounds while he and his fellow cadets, guns in hand, listened to a lecture from their commander.
He told us we have to shoot well because there are many refugees coming to Germany. I thought to myself, wow, this is very racist.
Neumeier, who was 19 at the time, spoke up when another teacher used the N-word in class. He remembers his classmates not defending him, but loudly defending the teacher.
When I spoke up and said you can't use that word, a fellow cadet banged on his desk and said it's high time it was acceptable to use that word again.
In an email to NPR, the Saxony police says it's spoken to its teachers about recognizing racism. But after conducting an investigation as a result of Neumeier's complaints, it said no evidence of racist tendencies were found among its teachers. Over time, Neumeier says his fellow cadets ostracized him. He became more disillusioned, and within a year, he gave up his dream of becoming an officer. Andreas Speit, one of Germany's top experts on right-wing extremism, says Neumeier's case is the tip of the iceberg.
Right-wing extremist slogans and pictures are being shared over WhatsApp, and extremists within Germany's own security structures are collaborating to stockpile weapons. They're getting ready to fight those who think differently than them.
Racism and extremism among the police is a very sensitive issue in Germany, a country still haunted by the murder of 6 million Jews by its Nazi dictatorship in World War II. Despite this troubled history, Speit says the German government often drags its feet when investigating racism. Germany's Interior Minister, Horst Seehofer, oversees the country's police and security agencies, and he's repeatedly refused to admit there's a problem among its rank and file. In July, as protests like this one in Berlin erupted over the killing of George Floyd, Seehofer abruptly halted a study into racial profiling among German police. 3 months later, another government study revealed 377 suspected cases of right-wing extremism among the police and more than 1,000 in the army. Even so, Seehofer dug in his heels.
We are dealing with a small number of cases, meaning we have no structural problem with right-wing extremism in the security forces.
Extremism expert Speit thinks Seehofer needs to take this more seriously, and that begins with examining the type of people who want to be officers in the first place.
They're dominated by white men. So training in multicultural sensitivity needs to be intensified because they have so little experience of other cultures in their daily lives.
The city of Berlin is beginning to address this. It's on a mission to hire more women and immigrants to serve in the police. And earlier this year, it created a new position, an extremism commissioner who will oversee how police prevent it and train cadets to identify it. At the Berlin Police Academy, trainer Ewald Igelmund paces up and down rows of desks as the morning sun illuminates the faces of 20 cadets. The subject today is Germany's rule of law.
We talk at great length about racism and right-wing ideology. You can only be here if you accept our values. If you reject them, you're in the wrong place.
But when Igelmund opens the floor to a class discussion about racism, many cadets admit it's difficult to eradicate. Cadet Mark Stefan says racists are a problem and don't belong in the police force, but...
What I find problematic is the generalization that all cops are bad. If you have 26,000 officers and there are around 200 racists, that's just 1%.
Stefan turns to his classmates and asks, does that mean the police have a far-right problem? His question lingers in the classroom, and nobody answers it. Cadet Sebastian Bartz eventually breaks the silence. He says as it stands, cadets must take a 2.5-year basic training program that partly aims to root out racists. He says police in some countries, including the U.S., don't train nearly as much.
We've spent half a year alone on how to use a weapon, how to arrest someone, intercultural communication, legal training, and we're constantly tested on this for an additional 2 years. We know our stuff.
As a comparison, police officers in the U.S. typically have one-fifth of the training their German counterparts have. In another part of the Berlin Police Academy, mid-career officers meet refugees from Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. They're here to learn from each other under the Academy's behavioral training program. Officer Eckhart Latzai oversees the program. He says in a recent session, one of his officers began to cry.
She heard the story of the refugee who fled Syria and his whole family drowned in the Mediterranean, and she was crying, literally. So we don't want people to cry, but we want them to realize I'm in a privileged position here as a police officer.
Latzai says more than a third of his police academy classes are non-white cadets from immigrant families. And he says it's crucial for his officers to understand how their position of privilege has evolved through Germany's troubled history of institutional racism.
The question of racism is always connected, wittingly or unwittingly, with our past. It's the truth. Maybe 10 years ago, if you would have asked me the question, I would have said, no, it's not a problem, but the more I deal with this subject, think about it, I'm aware of the fact that the past is not over, part of us, if we want it or not.
All you have to do, says Latzai, is to walk around the Academy's campus to see that. More than a century ago, it served as a police school for the state of Prussia. Decades later, during the Third Reich, it became training grounds for Hitler's Nazi forces. Today, Middle Eastern refugees are on these grounds, training Latzai's officers. He says it's progress, but more needs to be done. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.